Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All Dad wants to do is take his daughter to Disney. So why is Mom kind of throwing up some obstacles here?
Dude, this is wild. I think I know where people are going to lie when you listen to this, but there are some nuances to it that make you wonder, is she in the right or is he in the right? So I got this from Emily W. King _. So you're not going to hear Emily here because she's stitching a woman's Instagram reel with Hers. And so I'm leaving her take off so we can just throw our own out here. But what you're going to hear is a mom talk about how her ex wants to take their daughter to Disneyland. But she's like, yeah, no, not unless you take her 5 other siblings.
So my daughter's father tells me today that for spring break, he's taking our daughter, we have one daughter together, to Disneyland for 5 days. And I guess it was going to be a surprise, or it's going to be a surprise, or was, whatever. So I'm like, awesome, you know, I'm going to go shopping, get her a couple outfits, you know, I'll get her a new bathing suit, da da da. I'm thinking about all these things, and then I'm thinking, wait, just her? Because she has 5 other siblings. So I had to ask him, you know, everybody else is invited too, right? And he looked at me like I was crazy and said, no, those aren't my kids. We were together for years. You were their stepfather. You're going to take your daughter to Disneyland and not take her siblings? Do you know how upset that would make them? Not doing it. She's not going unless her siblings can go, period.
Mm. All right, so that's the debate, and that the comments got, the comments were commenting, let's just say that.
Yeah.
And a majority of the people are on the dad's side. They're like, that those are not his children. If those kids, if you want those kids to go to Disney, then you need to hit up, you know, their dad or dads and have them foot the bill.
I think I need more context to it also. Like, did he raise all of them from a very young age?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's the limited information that we have. And like, as far as how many years they were together and how long he was a father in their lives, as far as like their stepdad goes, I have no idea.
It's tough without that detail. Cause I mean, being a step parent, I feel like it can go one of two ways, right? Like sometimes you leave the relationship
relationship, and then that's kind of the end of the relationship. Whereas with other situations, it's like that's always going to be your children because you had that kind of influence with them. But I don't see a world where dad is supposed to take every child to Disney, especially as expensive as that is, when these children have other fathers who could be helping him do that. I think he's only really obligated to take his own now that they are no longer married or in a relationship.
I know. It's like you got to take out a mortgage just to take your kids to Disney once. That's how expensive it is. So like six kids plus whoever else he's taking. To me, I think it all just weighs on what the relationship was with those kids when they were together. And like, do they still have a relationship? Because if you still don't have a relationship, like if they were just kids of convenience, like they were just there while you were married or there while you were together.
Kids of convenience. It's funny.
You have friends of convenience, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that we're not friends, but we're friends because of situations. So they might just be kids of convenience.
And the mom and dad aren't together anymore,
no.
Right? Yeah, this is a tough part of divorce here also, is that, look, if you're not married anymore, you can express what your opinion on how you feel about it, but you also don't really have the quote-unquote jurisdiction to go, no, she's absolutely not allowed to go when she's on his time, and vice versa.
Yeah, it's like, how do you, so one child's going to get punished because the other five can't go, essentially. And is there a lesson here for the other kids, or is this trauma that's going to send them into therapy because their sibling got to go to Disney and they couldn't because their dads aren't there to step up and do that kind of stuff when hers was? So it's like, there's some murky, murky yes, co-parenting waters there. But she was adamant and people went after her in the comments, dude.
The Bird Show.
So last time we talked to Tara, there's some tension over the graduation tickets. Hey, Tara.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Okay, so I wasn't here the day you guys recorded Texting Tutor. So can you kind of give me an idea of exactly what was going on?
Yeah. So, you know, it was a rather unpleasant situation. My mom wanted more tickets to my college graduation for her boyfriend is now her boyfriend. She cheated on my dad with and broke up the whole family. So that's what she wanted. And I only wanted to give her, just three tickets for my graduation, one for her, one for my grandma, her mom, and one for my grandpa, which is her dad. And the whole idea was to stop her from bringing her boyfriend. Again, the guy she cheated on my dad with and broke up our entire family. So it was not exactly the person that I wanted in the audience on one of the biggest days of my life. So my mom decided that there's no way she was going to be told how many tickets she was allowed to have. So she went on the Facebook page for parents of students at my college, you know, one of those things, and she begged for extra tickets, and she said she desperately needed four, and of course, some sweet and unsuspecting people came through. So now, not only is he coming, but his two kids are tagging along now, too.
Oh, my gosh. So she made it a new family affair.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of my graduation being a moment of celebration of my accomplishment, it's now turning into an awkward reunion with the man who blew up my parents' marriage, sitting in the audience like he belongs there. I'm beyond frustrated, and I just also feel bad for my dad. I'm honestly, at this point, contemplating not even going to my own graduation.
Honestly, I didn't want to go to my own graduation either. You're not missing much. It's sitting there and then you have to walk across the stage. But I don't blame you. This is becoming like a very weird family face-off where it's like she's peacocking her new family in front of your dad.
Do your grandparents have any pull with your mom? Like her parents? Like, can you talk to your grandma and grandpa and be like, can you talk some sense into your daughter? Or is that just, did that nut not fall that far from that tree?
She's kind of got that like big steamrolling kind of attitude. They're so sweet. Like they're just, I think they just love her so much that I think sometimes even when she's not right, they just love her and they just love her. I don't know.
You know, I would give the same advice here that I give to parents that have young kids that get divorced. It's just that you got to think of your kids first. What's healthiest for the kids? It doesn't matter if they're 5 or they're 50 and getting their master's or whatever. What's best for the kid? And it doesn't seem like they are thinking about that when it comes to you.
It seems like the opposite of that, which I just don't understand.
Have you broke the news to your dad yet?
Kind of dropped little crumbs of like, maybe, but you know, like she wasn't too happy, but I didn't say it's on, like she's coming with him. I didn't say that yet.
It doesn't really seem to be any reason with your mom when we tried, but I mean, if I were in your shoes, this would be one of the few times in life I would put my foot down, because you seem passionate about not wanting her there, and you seem passionate about defending your dad, and I just don't feel like this is fair what your mom is doing. And for me, it would be like, this is my graduation, this is my moment, and this is who I want there, and that would be the end of it.
But what's putting your foot down, though? Yeah. I mean, she already has the tickets, and she already knows how Terry here feels.
I'm pretty petty. So for me, it would be like, if you can't abide by the rules that I'm setting in order for me to enjoy my graduation, the after parties and all of the things that go beyond that, I wouldn't want my mom there.
No, because it sounds like this is the kind of woman that's going to show up no matter what. Like, you will go to a Facebook page and you start giving some kind of sob story about how you need 4 tickets. She's rolling up to Maggiano's or wherever that after party is.
It would be awkward.
Tara, you know your mom better than we do. Is there any compromise here, or is it just one or the other? It's like, she's going to show up, she's going to do what she wants with her side of the family now, or you just don't go to graduation?
I don't know. I said originally, like, I gave her the options. Like, we had the after party. Everybody could come later. I try, you know, with you guys helped me with the texting to say all that, other options. She's not hearing it. It seems like she is just coming. She's doing what she wants to do.
Yeah, if it's me, I'm going to graduation. I earned that to walk across that stage, even though you said it wasn't really a big deal. I never had that experience. but, I mean, you've earned that. I think I would do it. You know what? Put the face on for a little bit. Avoid her as much as you can. Then go have a great day after that. What would you do?
Yeah, I've been going back and forth as far as, like, you know, how you can have the best day possible without letting her infringe on it. When it comes to college graduations, they have like the big one for the entire university, which I did not attend, but they also had one for my college, the College of Communications, which I did. And that's the one, like, I got a lot out of that. I mean, and my advisor, because I took a semester off and then went back. Nobody thought I was ever going to graduate, but I did.
Congrats.
Yeah, congrats to you. And you deserve to have that moment. Like, I distinctly, like, that's a core memory for me, right? Like, and I want that to be a good core memory for you. So, I say you go. And then as far as like dealing with your mom and her boyfriend and his kids, I would tell your mom beforehand, I think boundaries are important, and be like, listen, you did this on your own. You knew my wishes. And I'm just going to let you know that I'm not going to address him at the graduation. Like, and you are well entitled to handle that situation as you see fit. And if she wants to make it like somebody like that, because it's coming across that your mother may be a wee bit of a narcissist. She likes making things about her, and she's making, you know, your graduation about her. Yeah. What narcissists get their kicks off the most is the reaction. So they do things and they say things strictly to get the reaction. But if you don't give them the reaction, which is weird because we feel like we're letting somebody walk over us if they do something to us and we don't say something, and if we don't do something, but that's what the narcissist wants. So in actuality, if you just don't even address it, if you don't acknowledge her, if you don't acknowledge him, if you don't fan that flame, that's going to get under her skin more than anything you could say or do.
You got to take your power back, girl. And the way to do that is to not give her the reaction. And honestly, I think it'll work out better in the long run if you can just smooth it over now, and then maybe one day you'll be one big, happy, blended family.
I'm so glad I dropped out so I didn't have to deal with any of this. One of the best decisions I ever made now, thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Show. Based on the messages that I have received on Instagram, I'm just assuming I'm pulling the trigger right now on a decision that I'm going to regret for the rest of my life. But I'm here to do it.
The rest of your life?
The rest of my life. People are very passionate about this. There's no way I can watch Severance anymore. I'm giving up, man.
Why?
Is it too slow?
So slow. It sucks.
It is. It's really slow.
But you love it, right?
I love the first season. I thought the first season was really good. Not at first, though. You got to get past like the first couple of episodes. It gets a lot better in the middle, and then it heats up at the end.
Does it?
It heats up at the end, I promise, for the first season.
You're not going to talk me into it. I think five episodes into it, not feeling it. That's like 4 hours out of your life on your deathbed.
Yeah, if you're five episodes in and you could care less how it ends, then you just need to bow out. Yeah.
I get it.
Didn't we talk about a study where it says it takes like eight episodes for you to actually get really into a TV show?
That's the season.
You have to get to the very end to actually enjoy it.
I think I'll give it two episodes. And if it gets me, it gets me. That's all you got out of my life.
I have no stakes in the Severance game. Like, I have not seen season one. I haven't seen season two. Don't really plan on it. But because me and Cassie spent so much time trying to get Kristen to enjoy our Court of Thorns and Roses series, and we kept saying the same thing to you. You just got to stick it out. That I feel like because so many people are passionate about Severance, I feel like I have to tell you to stick it out.
No.
I can't convince you because I got so bored with season two. I watched the first two episodes and then I just waited for the finale.
Okay.
I watched the finale last night. I'm all set.
I'll tell you.
What's so funny is, what was that show that everybody was raving about, talking about? It was a Nicole Kidman show, and I know she's been in like a bajillion things.
Lioness?
The Perfect Couple. Yes.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing. That was so poorly acted, and it was just, it was so bad that I was like, I just skipped to the final episode and actually fast forwarded to see who the murderer was. Yeah.
I'm like,
I don't care. I just need to know who did it. I don't care anymore about any of these plot lines and this horrible acting. Just get me to who done it.
I'd stick it with TV. Abby walked in here this morning and declared she will never watch a television show again, produced, directed, or written by one guy.
Oh yeah, Taylor Sheridan. I'm done with him.
I think
he has a severe wound against women. And let me be clear, I watched 1923. I watched the first season and I enjoyed it. I thought it had all the makings of a good TV show. There was action, there was romance, there was drama, there was feeling, there were high stakes. And I have been hesitant to watch the second season of 1923 because I know this man and his writing, and I just didn't have a good feeling about it. So I was like, you know what? I got too much anxiety to sit through eight episodes. So let me just see how it ends. And then if it looks like a good ending, I'll commit to the rest of the season.
So you watched the ending first?
I watched it on TikTok.
Impossible.
I know. That's crazy. It's crazy talk. I know. I'm insane. I'm mentally ill. And so I saw how it ended, 1923, and I've just seen such a pattern with this man's shows. And I'm not going to say specifically anything about it, but it's gotten to the point where I'm like, somebody hurt him
and he needs to talk to somebody, and he needs to get out of the writer's room before he puts out another TV show.
So Abby and I have been talking about this extensively during commercial breaks, because I actually, Yellowstone is undoubtedly, it's a good series, but I actually prefer 1883 and 1923 over Yellowstone. I've really enjoyed those series, and I'm all about a period piece. Last night, I watched the 2-hour finale of 1923. The reason why my face and eyes were so swollen is because I cried myself to sleep last night.
Well, that's a good show, right?
I loved certain aspects of it. I was still so upset. I was so mad. One, I was mad at myself for not seeing it coming. And two, for the way that it ended. And then there were other things. When Abby brought that up about Taylor Sheridan and the way women are treated in his series, I sat back in like the hindsight 2020, and I thought back. There was one storyline with Mr. Whitfield and his two prostitutes that was so like
gratuitous,
over the top, and it felt very, very unnecessary. And then it made me wonder. I was like, somebody needs to inflict pain on women.
Really? There's a pattern here. Because I watched Landman too, and I felt like there were some icky storylines in that as well that I wasn't a huge fan of.
I loved that show.
Landman? Uh-huh. I mean, it was entertaining, and the hot football player's in it, so I watched it for him, but that's really it. My thing is with 1923, after finding out how it ends, what frustrates me about the ending isn't necessarily just the pattern, because there is a pattern there for sure, but there was no satisfying payoff. Like, if you're going to torture us for 8 episodes or 9 episodes, at least give me one happy ending or a way to wrap things up that feels gratifying, or it feels like there's a purpose to all that pain. I just feel like we got smacked over the head a couple of times with a cowboy hat.
No, but see, I disagree on that, because again, 1923, when you look at the 1920s, I don't think a lot of people had happy endings back then. Yeah.
Well, then there wouldn't be any follow-ups.
It wouldn't be no 2022.
A lot of people.
I'm saying you can procreate and not have a happy ending.
Ending is still an ending, even if it's a sad ending.
But there is an intense amount of pain and an intense amount of sadness. And I am actually a fan of a show not ending. Like, I don't want a bow. I'm like, you know, I don't want a bow, because I don't think that's real life, because real life is not fair. And this entire series was not fair. The way it ended was not fair. But that is life. So I was okay with that. Now, as far as the way Taylor Sheridan treats women, I agree, but then also when I'm thinking back, the guys got shafted too, man. Like, there is so much killing in 1923. I mean, there are dead bodies everywhere.
I think there's a difference between like somebody dying and like what leads up to their death. You know what I mean? There's a clear difference between how the men die and the women die. Like,
if they get a clean gunshot wound,
they get like pew pew, and then the women like have to go through it.
They are tortured,
and so then they die.
Kill the men and abuse the women is what you're saying.
I'm saying that's what happens. I'm not saying do it. I'm saying that's how he writes it. He like really drags out their suffering, and then they still die in the end. Like, if they're
Like, at least let them live.
Yeah, I mean, give them something. Like, it just felt like a beat down is what I'm trying to say.
But like, I'm not kidding you. 1883, the same thing. Sobbed. I have not cried that hard at an ending in a show ever. And then I watched 1923 last night. I mean, sobbing to the point like I was trying to hide it from my husband, but I couldn't. And he's like, "You seem really sad." And it's like, because I am.
There are some shows that either an episode or an ending that will keep you up at night. I remember with Game of Thrones, The Red Wedding.
I
couldn't fall asleep. I'm like laying in bed like, this couldn't have just happened, right? But it did.
That scene was a little gratuitous too, but I still feel like Game of Thrones in some way, like there's still triumphs in it that make it feel, even if it's not perfect and it's not a perfect bow at the end, there's still purpose to everything that happens in the shows. And that's what I love about film and TV, is that even though bad things happen, we can still see the reason why they occurred.
The Burt Show.
Let's get into the entertainment bus.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
Trigger warning for Kanye West content coming up, because Travis Kelce would like a word with Kanye West after some really uncomfortable and very inappropriate tweets about Taylor Swift. So Kanye West and Taylor Swift obviously have a very long history. Back in like 2008, he stole the microphone from her when she won Video of the Year at the VMAs. And then he and Kim Kardashian got her on a phone call back in like 2014, 2015, and then tried to get her approval for a song called Famous, where he has some scandalous lines about her. And they edited the phone call to make it sound like she had approved it when really she hadn't. So they basically painted her out to be this big liar. She got totally canceled, and then she went away from the public eye for like a year. So they have a very long, tumultuous history. And one of those things that was very tumultuous back in like 2015 was for his song Famous, he had a music video where he is laying next to a model, or maybe it's like a wax figure that looks exactly like Taylor Swift and a bunch of other celebrities. And it looks like they were in bed together doing things that people do in bed together
when they're not wearing any clothes.
So there's
this is a long time to dance around.
I know the children are listening, and yeah. Anyway, so basically, Kanye West tweeted out basically this rumor that he made up that she did those things in bed with Justin Bieber and Harry Styles. And so now allegedly Taylor Swift has sent him a cease and desist because she feels that this is now a continuous pattern of sexual harassment towards her. And now apparently Travis Kelce is very fired up about it because, you know, big you know, gets very upset when his girlfriend gets.
Would she really waste her breath on Kanye though?
Yeah, I mean, this is again just reports. But at the end of the day, like, I mean, this man has not left her alone for well over 15 years at this point. Like,
Why are you so obsessed with him?
It's just Taylor Swift and him are not even in the same lane. They're not competing for the same awards. Like, I don't get why he's so obsessed with this woman.
I know this will sound really, really stupid, but in this way, I wish it was the 1950s where you could just go and punch somebody in the face because they did something that was so disrespectful to your lady. Mm-hmm. And then you walk away, he walks away, and you're like, okay, I'll never do that again.
Hey, in 1923, you can just shoot him in the face.
And it'd be a very clean, easy death. Whereas now Taylor Swift has been ranked over the coals for 15 years.
Somebody's going to do it because Kanye at this point is just obsessed with attention, and I think he's going to run into the attention he's looking for at the wrong time, you know, eventually.
And I keep saying the same thing. He doesn't even bother me now because I just think that he's legitimately calculating ways to try to get people fired up over and over and over again. And to me, he's just a big joke. I'm not buying into it.
100% joke. Then he apologizes to some people and then keeps going on other people. It's like this whole thing is for attention. That's how I feel at this
point. I think Kristen said it best when we were talking about a different scenario a couple of minutes ago. We were talking about narcissists, right? The one thing that they want is attention. They want your reaction to it, right? And I just don't give in to this dude anymore.
One of these days, he is just going to be walking down the street and someone's just going to knock him across.
Someone's going to do it. Somebody.
He's running out of people to offend. I mean, who hasn't he come after yet? He's come after literally everybody. I mean, he's come after children. He's come after Taylor Swift. He's come after every race and, you know.
Jesus.
He's come after Jesus. How are you going to come after Jesus?
that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
This
is not a guy you want to mess with. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Timing of this call that we're about to take couldn't be any better for me. A couple of minutes ago, we were talking about TV shows, and I told you guys that I'm giving up on Severance, right? But then I started a new show based on Abby's recommendation before we left for vacation, and I have fallen in love with Love on the Spectrum. It is the most adorable show I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God, I love it.
Like, it's so good.
It's such a good feel-good show. So if you've just finished 1923 or Severance or one of these beat-down shows and you just need something that is going to make you giggle and kick your feet and just believe in love again, you need to watch it. But honestly, I really think one of my favorite parts of seeing this show is just seeing the families interact and getting inside people's homes and seeing how much love has come from their house that is now going to expand into finding their partners and stuff. It is just, it is precious.
Have you guys watched it at all?
I haven't. The clips that Abby played prior to us going on vacation. And then the clip from Kelly Clarkson when one of the prominent people from Love on the Spectrum got to meet Jack Black, which was just adorable.
One of the stars on the show is Connor, and he's from here just outside of Atlanta, right? And you just can't help but fall in love with the dude. You really can't, because he's dating, and he gets very particular about who he wants to date.
Oh, this was the one about dating blondes, right?
Yes. And watching the family interact and walk him through that, it's just such a wholesome. Every now and then a show like this comes along that doesn't really have to be controversial at all. You could sit down and really enjoy it. It's just a great show. And I can't thank you enough for the recommendation. It's awesome.
Oh, I mean, it's all over social media. So if it wasn't me, you were going to find about it somewhere, because there are clips of Connor everywhere and Tanner, who was the guy who got to meet Jack Black on the Kelly Clarkson show. They're just really, really fun, joyful, and delightfully candid humans.
So we didn't reach out to her, but Connor's mom, Lise, called us up today. Hey, Lise.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for calling. I feel like I'm talking to a big old celebrity.
I know, I'm fangirling. Right.
Thank you for calling.
Well, the reason I called is I think it was the Friday after the show dropped on Netflix. My friend texted me and she said, "The Burt Show is literally talking about you and Connor right now." And it was just surreal. I've lived in Metro Atlanta since like 2003, and The my name is in your mouth is weird to me. Thank you.
No, that's so cool. And
thank you.
Yeah, the segment you're talking about is Connor has some amazing one-liners this season. I mean, I was just with my family in Tampa, and we were going back and forth using them as if they're like common catchphrases that people are using. Like, if coppa feel I must, then coppa feel I shall. he's so funny.
But the punchline there is he didn't even know what it meant.
Yeah.
He doesn't even.
The interaction with all the family walking him through these dates and laughing with him, clearly not laughing at him, and helping him through these relationships is really, really beautiful. I can't imagine one person being upset or complaining about this show.
I know. And, you know, people find their ways, but you know, we're not here for that. We're here for the love and the joy, and it's just an honor for us. This is Connor. This has been Connor his whole life, and it's just amazing that we got picked for the show and that we can share this journey. I personally, as his mom, I'm just blown away at his evolution, and just it's just something I never thought we'd experience with him. And I don't know, it's just been great. But I just being a local Metro Atlanta girl now for a long time, and just wanted to thank you guys for shouting out the show and sharing and turning people on to that.
Well,
absolutely.
Lisa, I want to know from your all's perspective, because I think with exposure comes education, with education comes understanding, then with understanding comes empathy. And I'm sure for those people who may not have an autistic person in their life, to be able to see this show gives them a better understanding of what living with autism looks like.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, I think, and I took for granted as his mother, that, you know, he's experiencing these feelings. Like, you know, he has younger siblings who were dating and going out. And I was so focused on Connor's school, education, job. I'm his mom. I wasn't thinking about his love life. That he had all of these similar desires and just didn't have a way to come to me. This show kind of opened that up for us. But it's also very interesting. I think there's a lot of misconception that autistic people are rigid and not empathetic or not. There's just these lot of sort of stereotypes that I hope this show is busting up those myths and showing the autism community and all of its diversity and how beautiful and joyful and how much connection these individuals want.
There is some uneasiness, or there was some easiness for me watching this show. And I also love Baylen Out Loud, who has Tourette's, yeah. But she's just so incredibly funny. And I am not laughing at her. I am laughing with her. But there are some like mixed feelings that go along with it. Like, am I supposed to be laughing at that has anything to do with special needs?
So here's the thing. When I first saw the show, this is back in 2019, like the thumbnail on my Netflix, I was mad. I just saw the thumbnail. I thought, oh no, somebody at Netflix is getting a well-worded email. What are they doing? Is this like this making fun of people on the spectrum who want to be dating? I watched 5 minutes and I really feel like they are showing the diversity and just the keeping their dignity intact, which was my biggest thing. And I think too, neurotypical people are funny and have a sense of humor. We're not laughing at Connor is funny. He has a sense of humor. He happens to be autistic and he is hysterical and he brings a lot of joy to our family. So Bert, I think because it's done so with such dignity and respect, I feel like enjoy the show. I'm his mom. No one's going to protect him more than me. And we're out there and I'm co-signing. Like, I think it's done in a beautiful way.
But if you guys aren't watching the show, you really should. It's, again, Love on the Spectrum on Netflix.
Did you have any hesitations at first about the amount of attention that Connor would get from this situation? Or were you always kind of all in for it?
Yes, I was super. I mean, we kind of just thought it was a giggle as we were going through the screening process. We didn't ever dream we would get picked. And it was when they said the director wants to visit us. That's when we took a pause as a family, sat down with Connor, and we're like, okay, this is a global show. It's won an Emmy. I mean, we will be exposing you, us, as a family. And it was Connor's choice. And we said, if you want to stop now, this has been fun, like, going through this process. But Connor was really excited. And we're like, we got your back, bro. We're going in all together. So here we are. But yes, I was scared. And some of the stuff I'm seeing now on some of the socials is hard. But, you know, people who know us as a family, you know, you gotta stay with your, you know, who you are as a person and just kind of forget the rest.
Yeah. And I know autism can be a very isolating experience, but now he's out on a global stage and people around Atlanta or people around, you know, the entire country know who Connor is. So have you seen this show positively impact his life outside of filming?
Absolutely. Yes. Opportunities for him. But I also like the representation that Connor and Tanner and Danny and James and the whole cast is saying there is a platform and a space for individuals with disabilities. It doesn't even need to be autism. There's a place for them out here in talents and brands and deals and stuff that they were overlooked or they would get a neurotypical person to portray. No, these people are here for it. They are capable. And that is what, beyond Connor, I love that he is showing the world that like recognize these people can do the job and can get out there and show the world how wonderful it all can be.
Absolutely. Well, if you guys ever want to come in studio and hang out, take the pressure off of us. He's funnier than anybody in here, including myself. So if you guys want to come on in.
A bit of a G, yeah.
I'd love for you guys to come on in here and hang out if you want.
We'd love to. Absolutely.
I'd love it.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it, Lise.
Have a good one.
You
Bye.
Too.
Dude, you manifested that.
How's that?
Because you like you literally wrote it on the schedule like just a couple of breaks ago, but we kept talking about something else and it kept getting moved. And then all of a sudden, she literally randomly calls up. Like, that was crazy.
Well, the question I was going to ask you guys is, because I'm not watching Severance because it just didn't, it doesn't connect with me. I started watching these shows and I'm like, I feel uneasy about it. So I was going to ask you guys, should I feel uneasy? And she just happened to call in at this time and I can ask her.
There's your answer.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Life gets busy. Maybe you got kids. You got to schedule things that are important to you, Kristen.
This is what I'm wondering. And this is coming from Maury Povich and Connie Chung. All right. They have been married for a very long time. And what works for them, I'm wondering, works for you. And that is scheduling your intimate time with your partner. So not leaving it to chance, not leaving it to whether you like somebody's in the mood or makes a move or whatnot. No, you have a designated day. You have a designated time for doing the deed. 1-855-BIRT-SHOW, 855-237-8746.
Old Maury Povich is 86 years old. He should be scheduling it right now because he ain't promised tomorrow.
But this is them discussing their scheduled time to be intimate.
I feel sexiest when?
You or me?
You.
I feel sexiest on Sundays.
Never on Sunday.
Yeah, not in our house.
Oh.
It's always been. Everybody says, can we play golf on Sunday? Nope. Sundays with Connie.
What does Sundays with Connie mean? Like specifically physical?
Yes.
Or does it mean that's the day that we hang out no matter what?
No, that's the day that they are intimate with each other.
He can play golf. Lord's Day.
Yeah, well, he can play golf. And well, at 86, he can't play golf and do that.
No,
you gotta
I was about to say, like, the whole day he's with Connie, I thought when they said scheduling it, it'd be like from 7:01 to 7:05. Because you have plans after. And I know, like, different phases of life and different chapters of life. My husband and I are one room right now. Like, you know, we have a 4-year-old. We're exhausted. Even on, like, you know, I have a hard time calling it a vacation because if you go anywhere with a child, you're just parenting in a different locale. Mm. Like it's not really a vacation. It's a family trip, right? Do we have a wonderful time? Yes. Was it still exhausting? Yes. And my husband and I, as far as like spending quality time together, no, like when we were at the pool, which is where Jimmy wanted to spend most of his time, either Bart was in the pool with him or then we would, you know, trade off and somebody tags in, somebody tags out, and then I'm watching them. And that was about the gist of then at the end of the day, because you've been running around a pool with the kid, you're exhausted. So, you know, nothing's going to happen. And when he and I do, it's glorious. I mean, no notes. So,
okay, Bart.
Yeah, girl. So I'm like, we were always happy when we do, but we don't do it enough. So should we start on the calendar? And I mean, I have a calendar. I don't even use my Google Calendar. I actually have like a Word document where I keep everything there. Is there a day that I need to start scheduling that's like, I don't even know how I'd spell that on the calendar.
Just like that.
I think you need to ask yourself the same question Connie and Maury were asking themselves. Like, when do you feel the most sexy? And if that's Sunday for you, then maybe you schedule it on Sunday.
So me and my ex-wife did this. And it was Sundays, ironically.
Was it?
That was the scheduled day. Same exact reasons why you're talking about. Life gets in the way.
Uh-huh.
But you know, come Sunday, man.
Yep.
All right, that's the day you guys. All right. But let me tell you about the longest week of your life when you missed that Sunday. Okay.
So you can't.
You can't change the schedule?
You could, but again, life gets in the way Monday through Friday. So if you miss that Sunday that you've benchmarked for that or earmarked for that, that's a long week.
If it works for you, it works for you. And maybe if my life was different, I'd have a bit of a different tune. But for me, I feel like scheduling it kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, it's a different world once you start to have kids.
I would imagine.
I mean, we would never have even thought about it before we had kids because you got You have disposable time. Mm-hmm. Once you have kids, you don't got any of that.
One of the best parts for me is like that moment of like, oh, right now, this is happening.
Right.
Like, yeah, you kind of take that away.
Well, so I'm looking at my schedule now, right, and like trying to see like what day works the best. And also, it also depends on like a woman's cycle and how you feel about that, etc. So that is also going to come into play. But I'm looking and I'm like, okay, yesterday was a long day at Monster Jam. I'm exhausted. That's not going to happen. And then I'm looking at Tuesday and I was like, I don't like doing two things in one day, and I already have a meeting scheduled. Wednesday,
like, it sounds like it's a chore.
And Wednesday,
I don't like doing two things in one day.
I really don't. I try not to schedule more than one thing. So listen, I have work and then one other like work thing. Like I only like scheduling two things in one day and work with one of them.
Can
like,
you prioritize do Bart on your to-do list?
Well, Friday's Good Friday. And
well, that'd be very good Friday for him.
Great Friday.
Yeah, you look like you want to say something.
I was going to make an inappropriate joke, but what I'm saying is in your 20s, it's like, I don't like doing two guys in one day. And then after kids, I don't like doing two meetings in one day.
So the rest of the week, not looking so strong for you.
Damn. How's next year looking?
Yeah, 2026 good for you?
Yeah.
Ooh, Tuesday of next week.
Tuesday of next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it is our anniversary.
Oh, my God.
He's a lucky dude.
Yes, he is.
He's a very lucky
dude. He's got it all.
The Bird Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.